Log Talk Amen. Radio.
Brother Joe's brother. All right. Amen. All right. Good, good. We can feel it. Everybody come to the rescue. Everybody come. Amen. Get that walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thank God. Praise God. Amen. But look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's going to fill us yet. Amen. At this time, amen, I'd like to get ready for your offering. Praise God. I mean, your outreach offering, brother. And give your best, praise God. Amen. With my high mother gang, and just thank my fellow small son, praise God. Amen. We take up this outreach offering.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm ready to minister and dance to Jesus Way Makuntunda. That's why he is the Jesus. I love you. Amen. Show us some love.
Thank you.
means the same thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. God bless you, amen. Grab your Bible. We're going to go to the book of St. John. Amen. They performed that ministry in the African Nation program, and I asked them to do it for me again this morning. Praise God, amen. It was a little bit out of step, amen. A week, amen. That's why we got to keep repeating things over and over so it don't leave us. Am I right about it?
Amen,
amen. For some messages or some words, I mean, one young man told me, when I read this one and said the same thing I was saying, I said, that's why God kept repeating himself, I would soon forget. How about that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You'll find yourself, amen, that the word of God will be repetitious in some areas because we need to hear it over and over and over until we get it. Hello?
Amen.
Amen. That's what Bishop was saying one time. I preach the same thing over and over, and I'm going to preach it until I feel like the people got it. Then I'm going to move on. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. But the book of St. John, chapter 14. 14th chapter. Go to verse 15. Amen. Amen. I just want you to follow this man. Don't forget to read it. You can stand, amen, as I read the word. I'm going to read from the NIV version, but it's the same word. I just want you to follow with me. Is that okay?
Amen.
I want to read clarity in your hearing. 6 John chapter 14, verses 15 to 26. Everybody got it? As you have it, stand in respect to the reading of the Word of God. And the Word of God from verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live in you and you live also. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. In verse 22, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. Verse 26, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said unto you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Those that stood in reverence to the Word of God. Amen. Honoring our bishop today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mother Board, Deacon Board, amen. Everybody in the house today, amen. Thank God, amen. Brother Hudson, amen. When I came out here this morning, I saw you sitting there. And I said, now, Lord, why did I see him sitting there? 5 minutes later, you walked through the door. I thank God for the gift of discernment. Amen. Amen. I said, Lord, this is awesome. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. But the Word of God is to us this morning, amen. We believe that God is a true and a living God. Amen. But the praise dancers or ministers, some of the dance to the song, Jesu Way Nakum Pinda, by Rose Mahado. And she's a Swahili or African praise singer. Amen. And how many know that the gospel is not just in the United States?
Amen.
We're not the only one that loves God. Amen. But amen, when we go back to our roots, amen, we found out, amen, that there's so much energy in in praise and in worship in God, amen. And sometimes I'm listening to the way the African nations or the island nations worship the Lord, and I get joy out of it. Sometimes I'm sitting at my computer, amen, and I'm listening to it, and I may not know what the words are saying, but I thank God, amen, for English translation. They have the English translation, and I read it in the English, and I love it. I'll listen to it, and it gives me such exuberance, even though I'm not listening or not understanding what the words are saying. There's something about a vibrant worship in God. Amen, amen. So Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So Jesus was preparing the disciples. He was talking to them. And he was preparing them because he knew that he would be soon leaving them. So he told them that he would still be with them. And isn't that something? I'm going to leave you, but I'll be with you. That sounds like a contradictory statement, but it's true. I'm leaving you, but I'm going to remain with you. Only the Father can do that. You and I, we can't do that. Hallelujah. If I'm gone, I'm gone. I hear people say, well, you know what, I'm mad. He's telling you I missed you today. I'm dead spiritually. Well, huh?
Huh?
If your spirit's dead and you died, sister, amen. Only telling me you're here in spirit, that's a lie. Glory to God, amen. Because, first of all, amen, only one can do that, and that's the Father. Amen. Glory to God, amen. So he told them, I'm still with you, if you say the comforter. He didn't explain to them. Because how many know you got to break it down and explain to us? Because if we don't get a clear understanding of a thing, we're subject to error. Amen. That's what Jesus said. He said, my people err not knowing the scriptures. Hello. Of the word of God. That's why it's so important to know the word of God so that you do not err. People think they know God, but it's impossible to know him outside of the word. How? And I tell folks all the time, read the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, because the Old Testament gives you the character and nature of the God you serve. So when you say, my God won't do this, look again. Hello. to damage our own self. Glory to God. So he has come to guide and to protect us from these destructions. And this happened to them, to all of them, when they went into the upper room on the day of Pentecost. They all received it in the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Right after Jesus ascended unto heaven, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. In the book of Acts, if we fast forward to Acts, we understand that they received it. He said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. And then Elder Marion was talking about it in the Sunday school this morning. Amen. I was trying to pull his coattail, but I was too far away. And I know he was getting into my message. Glory to God, amen. But I wanted to go walk in here, so I chose not to. But it was good. Those that were present in the Sunday school, realizing, glory to God, that we need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God. We can't do nothing without it. Amen. Don't get me wrong. You can override the Holy Spirit because he's not a forceful spirit. Glory to God. Amen. But if you're obedient and you love the Lord like you say you do, you'll take heed. You'll give heed to the Holy Spirit. I'm just like that stoplight out there. You can run through it, but the consequences that come after running through the red light is your own. You can't get mad because somebody hit you with a transfer truck and killed you. Hello. You broke the law. You chose to run through the red light. So if you choose to override the Holy Spirit and break the law of God, you can choose your own destruction and your own damnation. Huh? So we need the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is God's very presence in all of us believers. It helps us to live as God wants us to live and to keep us building God's church, amen, right here on earth. Amen? It's a witness for the Lord. So by faith, we can show forth his power every day. We don't have to wait on the pastor or preacher, amen. As children of God filled with the Holy Spirit, we can show forth the power of God on the inside. Amen. Why? By the way we live, glory to God, how we walk by his promises and obey his word. Am I right about it?
Amen.
By faith, we can show his power every day. And so when Jesus speaks of a comforter, this is, to us, it indicates comfort. Glory to God. Comfort is when you're okay, glory to God. People, you may sit down or you may stand or whatever the case may be, and people may ask you, are you comfortable? And you may say yes or you may say no. So in your comfort is something that feels good to you. You're not uneasy. You're kind of at rest. And it also brings forth counsel, meaning that you get good advice. The Bible says we can't listen to ungodly counsel. But if God gives us counsel, meaning that the Holy Spirit is going to bring the word of God back to our remembrance, which is godly counsel. Amen. Also, advocate. When you speak of the comforter of the Holy Spirit, we have an advocate. We have somebody that's available and qualified to stand in the gap for us. Somebody, glory to God, that's able to stand before the living God, amen, and make an intercessory for us. For somebody that already went to Calvary, that the debt has already been paid, and now the Holy Spirit from him is dwelling on the inside. Glory to God. For the Holy Spirit is a powerful person on our inside, working on our outside, on our side, working for us and working with us. How about that? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So when I look at it this way and on this concept, he promised, number one, that he will never leave us. So when you think you're doing your own thing behind the closet,
amen,
under the bed,
yeah,
in the corner, in the dark, or at the dark end of the street,
amen,
or go to another city where you think nobody don't know you,
yeah,
he said, I'll never leave you. That means he's right there, even in your mess. David said, if I go to hell, if I make my bed in hell, he's dead. So even in the midst of your sin, he's right there watching you mess up. Glory to God. He said, I'll never leave you. Two, he said, the world is in their own flesh cannot know him. The only way you're going to know God or know the Spirit of God is that you have the Spirit of God. yourself from it. Glory to God. If you love me, keep my commandments. Three, he said, he lives within us. He lives with us, for us, on the inside of us. He's alive. The Holy Spirit is not an it. Glory to God. I have to correct some of my youth and say, I caught the Holy Spirit. He is not a disease. You don't catch him and nobody threw him at you. You received him, glory to God. God bless you, Brother Tyrone. Amen. You received him. Glory to God. Amen. I pronounce a blessing on him. He had to go. He teaches us. Glory to God. Amen. When you need to know something in the Word, when you say, I read the Word and it don't make no sense, let me receive the Holy Spirit. Openly ask God to fill you with His Spirit. And He'll do exactly that. In my day, when I received the Spirit, we had to go to the altar and tarry for days, sometimes weeks, before they would say, you got it. Huh? And then when you get it, amen, they say, come back again so you can get some more. Glory to God. Amen. You might have had it from the day, probably had it the day you asked God to give it to you. According to the Word, He said, ask. Yeah. But in the old days, they made you tarry, and the reason being is that you got to get out of self. And whatever it takes you to get out of yourself, that's what you need to do. We need to bring tarry back to the church so folks can call on the name of Jesus so they can step out of their flesh and walk into the Spirit. But people go down to the altar. Glory to God. Troubled and come right back up troubled. Huh? They haven't received nothing and they released nothing. They're just there making noise. Glory to God. Amen. But sometimes it takes that. Glory to God. He brings us into remembrance of the Word. When you've read the Word, guess what? You got to first read it, though, in order to get remembrance of. You can't remember nothing you never read. You never heard it, so you can't remember. So as you read the scriptures, you may not go on now, but keep reading them. The Holy Spirit on the inside of you at the moment you need them will bring it right back up to your remembrance. You may have heard that somewhere. I don't remember where I read it, but it's in the Word of God. Some people can remember the scriptures verse by verse, name by name, line by line, precept by precept, from Genesis to Revelation, but they can't live nothing. So don't impress me on how versed you are in the Word of God and how educated and your theological degrees don't impress me, but it's the way you live, glory to God, that impresses me. Glory to God, amen. So, and number six, he convinces us the difference of sin and righteousness. Glory to God, amen. He lets us know, glory to God, you're in error. Come on, somebody. And in our own common knowledge, we already know right from wrong. Huh? But we listen to the world saying, it's okay. The laws are passed that you can. Nobody can stop you. You have this freedom of speech and freedom of action or whatever it is. You know. You're a free spirit. You know. People can't bind you. Or no, you're free to go to hell and, you know, and lose your connection with God, too, if you want to. You're free to do all that stuff. But the Bible says, glory to God, that the Holy Spirit will let you know when you're falling out of righteousness into sin. You are not going to be able to walk every day like Jesus did without ever making committing an infraction. But what you can do is always have a consciousness of holiness. Yeah. Understand that Christ died for my sins and I don't bear them anymore. But the Bible in Hebrews 10:24-26 tells us that if we continue in sin or we willfully sin, there's no more salvation for us. So if you just willfully go out there and do it, you ain't got no excuse. What is your excuse? I knew it was wrong to do it, but I did it anyhow because Jesus paid it off. The devil is a liar. And the truth ain't in it. It's not easy. If you want to keep a connection with God, you got to walk like you want to have a connection with Him. Seven is He shows God's judgment on evil. The Holy Spirit will bring you into remembrance. Glory to God. Amen. Number eight, He guides us into truth and gives us insight into the future. Glory to God. Amen. The words, Jesus said, my word is spirit and it is truth. It's life. Amen. He said, if you want to go to God, amen, you got to come through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if the Spirit of God is going to guide us, amen, the Holy Spirit is going to guide us the truth, is guiding us to follow Christ. Amen. To follow after Him. Apostle Paul said, do as I follow Christ, you follow me. He didn't tell you just do what I say. You know, a lot of people say, don't do what I say, do what I do, do what I say. And they're doing wrong. I'm All that is today. I don't care what you say is right. I'm not going to go back away from it. But Jesus said, go ahead and obey them if they do what's right. But the judgment will come on them. Hello. As long as it's right. Glory to God. And there is number 9 is he glorifies Christ. He brings glory to Christ, not to you, not to me. I don't care how the Spirit is using me. I don't care how the Spirit is using you. God still gets the glory. Jesus Christ gets the glory. And his word is being fulfilled in you. All you are a vessel or a tool, amen, that he uses, but the glory goes to God. So I'm right there. All the glory belongs to you, Lord. All the glory belongs to you. Do you really believe that? All the glory belongs to God. And 10, he comes from God. You can't get it no better than that. My God, to have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you. Glory to God. Amen. God's Spirit, it has always been active. Glory to God upon us from the very beginning of time. Glory to God. But after the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, he came to live on the inside of us. In old times, it would rest on the people, but after Acts, he became the leader on the inside of the believers, the faith walkers. To receive this thing, you got to receive it by faith. Now, I can greet you down and roll with you all day and all night, and you still won't receive. Now, we just be tired and dirty and greasy. But if you open your heart and ask God and believe anything you get from God, you got to get it by faith. You can't even be saved except by faith. Hello? Salvation comes by faith. Glory to God. So anything you receive from God, you get it by faith. And it's sad that even today, a lot of people are not even aware of the ways and the actions of the Holy Spirit. They're going by emotions. And sometimes there won't be any emotions. Sometimes you won't even feel this thing. You got to know this, that you know that you know. You got to know this down in your gut. Glory to God. Amen. They don't understand. Glory to God. And they're not aware of it. Glory to God. So when you receive his word and understand the power of the Spirit, he will give you a whole new way to walk, a whole new way to talk, a whole new way to live. You know that you received it because the things that you used to love to do that were unclean and unholy, you don't like doing that no more. The places you used to go, glory to God, that were not righteous, holy places that were not conducive to holy living, you don't want to go there no more. The people you hung around with that didn't have the right conversations, that had words that were demeaning to the Spirit of God, you didn't want to hang around them no more. You already know when the Spirit is on the inside of you, because things start to change. He started working on the inside, working on the outside, brought about change in my life. That's the way God moves on us. He works from the inside out. Just because you dress up the outside like the scribes and the Pharisees and wear your white and looking pious and all sanctimonious and rotten on the inside, that don't change a thing. So guess what? Cover yourself up in sheep's clothing, but your veins are going to come out after a while. I give you a little while, but after a while, the inside, the real you coming out. When Jesus said, I will come to you, he meant every word of it. Even though he went to heaven, he left the Holy Spirit for anyone who believes. It's like having Jesus himself, glory to God, on the inside. He told us that when we live by his standards, keep his commandments, he will not leave us. Glory to God. That's awesome. Not to be alone. There are some people that are alone. They feel like they're alone because they're looking for comfort in all the wrong places. They don't find comfort in the Holy Ghost. And it's sad to say that a lot of them are Christians, glory to God, because they haven't seek God the way the Bible says seek God. They have not put their faith and their confidence in the Lord, but they put their faith and their confidence in a man or a woman. And so, yes, they're lonely. They don't understand that God said you will never be alone. Glory to God. And he meant every word of it. Hallelujah. When you receive, when you become a believer, when your faith is elevated to salvation and you have sought to fill you with the Holy Spirit, immediately he feels it. It's up to you to act like it. It's up to you to receive it. Glory to God. Amen. Or if you can't, then come and tarry. I'll roll with you all night long if you want to walk. Come on. The That's what it's going to take for you to get it. But all you got to do is open up. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. God already knows what our future is. We're trying to make it to the future. But he already knows. He knows what happened before it happened. So it is spirit in us. Why are we so afraid? There's nothing to be afraid of. And what are we afraid of? If we got the Holy Spirit on the inside, we ought to have confidence. The saints of God ought to be full of guts. Hello, somebody. And then we ought to be able to stand toe-to-toe to the devil and call the devil a devil. Call sin, sin, and a lie, a lie. My God, don't be hiding your salvation. Everybody don't come out of closet. They didn't years ago, and I'm still saying, everybody and everything out of closet but the Christians. They open the door to come out, and the Christians went in. We don't have to know the future to have faith in God. We have to have faith in God to be secure in our future. Let me say that again. We don't have to know the future to have faith in God. Because you ain't going to know it. But we have to have faith in God in order to be secure in our future. In order to know that I don't have nothing to worry about. If the Lord tarries and he allows me another day, I'm good. And if he calls me home, I'm good.
Amen.
You got to have faith in God. Amen. To have confidence in him. Jesus said, if you love me, and if you are a follower of me, you will obey me. Keep my commandments. Love is more than just talking and saying good sounding words. It is your total commitment and your conduct. It's how you act, glory to God, that shows that you are the loving person that you say you are. When you love someone, you act like you love them. Glory to God. You don't just talk it. You do nice things. And you love doing those nice things. You do things that will make them happy. You say nice things. And you love saying those nice things. You say things that will make that person feel good. And they start to feel good about their relationship with you. Because now they're seeing the evidence of what you've been talking about. You say you love them, so now they can feel that love. If you say you love Jesus Christ, glory to God, you ought to show some signs. Prove it by obeying what he says in his word. Do that which is right. Do what he says in his word. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. See, not everybody's going to understand this message. They didn't understand it when Jesus preached it. When the disciples said, Master, why is it that you're telling us this and you won't tell the world? Glory to God, amen. And Jesus just kept right on talking. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He just ignored it and kept right on talking. Sometimes you gotta ignore a foolish question. Huh? You just gotta keep on talking and keep on preaching the gospel, and that's exactly what he did. If they love me, they'll keep my commandments. You'll get again from that, then move on. So not everybody's gonna understand it. And he didn't just tell them, glory to God, amen, but he showed them, why do I have to tell you what's obvious? Why do I have to state the obvious? Yeah. Hello? You're looking for me to come one way, and I came a way that you have never seen before, delivering and healing and creating miracles, and you're asking me why won't I tell them? Let's go, keep talking. They were expecting him to overthrow Rome, so they did not understand why he did not tell the world that he was the Messiah. And even today, many people still don't get the message of the Messiah. Not everybody can receive it. Glory to God. People don't receive it because it means that something got to change. And folks don't like change. How many of folks don't like change? Glory to God. Amen. We want to keep on doing what we want the Lord, but we want to keep doing what we're doing. Glory to God. Amen. So in order for me to get rid of some stuff, or if I got to change and stop doing the stuff I like to do, I don't understand that message. I got to obey the laws, and I got to live right and love God and love people and live in the church and, you know, work in the church and serve God and worship him. I don't understand that part. Everybody got a word. God, I serve. And I say, okay, you're serving God. But you don't understand that part. But today, many people don't receive it. They don't. And this gospel is preached all over the world. But still, many people just don't get it. The deepest revelation of the gospel is revealed to them, and only to them that believe and obey his commandments. Because guess what? I believe that, and that's how we spell Eagles. Education about God leads everyone to salvation. I firmly believe that in my heart. And I believe that when you learn of God, you can't help but be saved. When you learn who God is, you can't help but accept him. You can't help but receive his word. But when you keep walking around tiddling and ticking and tapping and hitting the word every now and then, coming to church every now and then, picking up your Bible every now and then, praying every now and then, you ain't gonna never know God. And all you're gonna do is piddle around, and the gospel message will be Greek to you, and you just won't get it. And Jesus said there's gonna come a time. You're gonna call on me and I'm gonna hear you. I will not be of that one. Glory to God. Amen. You need to seek God with everything you got. Glory to God. His apostles preach everywhere. Glory to God. But people just don't get it. The disciples, just like the saints today. But they shouldn't have a problem remembering God's word, because we have the promise of the Holy Spirit just like they did. We should not have a problem. Don't try to remember. People like to go in and try to memorize. Let me memorize this, memorize that. You good if you remember the whole Bible. Glory. Hello. And once you get it all memorized, what you going to do? Hello. The king is living according to the laws of God. And where people get confused, we're living out of grace and truth. Thank God for grace. And thank God for truth, because if we didn't have grace, some of y'all have been gone a long time ago, right off the face of the earth. But the grace of God keeps us. Because Paul said, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. But then he said, is that an excuse for us to sin? God forbid. They don't give you an excuse. People take it as an excuse. You still have to keep the laws of God. The disciples, how are you going to be holy without? How are you going to have a relationship with God? You are not the Christ, but if you want to have a relationship with the Holy God, you got to obey his law. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Glory to God. And so the disciples were just like us. Jesus told the disciples that the Holy Spirit will help them remember all that he spoke to them. You might say, I don't remember all that. Yeah, ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, it may not be an emotion. Some of us have it emotionally. I'm just an emotional person. I love the Lord. I cry when I pray. I cry when you cry. I cry when you pray. I'm just like that. I love God. I make more noise than you can beat me praising God. Hello. Glory, that's just me. That may not be you. Receive the Holy Spirit. You will know you have it because things will start changing in you. You won't be that old person you used to be. If it's easy for you to still do that old stuff, then seek the Lord. There's something wrong. Amen. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. The disciples, they were eyewitnesses to the works of Christ. The Holy Spirit will help us in that same way. We're not eyewitnesses, but we have an eyewitness accountability in the Word of God. Jesus himself said, blessed are they that believe and have not seen. We didn't see it happen, but we have accountability. And by faith, we believe it. Am I right about it? You can't believe part of the Bible. You got to have the whole Bible. Where in the Bible it says this is discarded? I just wrote it in here just for you. I discarded it, so just read this part. Where, and show me where in the Bible where it says any of it is discarded. The truth is the light. Hello. When we study the Bible, we can count on truth and deeper revelations from the Holy Spirit implanted in our minds. He will reveal to us the will of God. Glory to God. Amen. For our lives, and keep us from straying from the Word of God. If you love me, keep my commandments. People of every nation, all over the world, who call themselves Christians, say that they love the Lord. In Swahili, like the praise dancers did earlier, Yeshu Wenakumpinda, Jesus, I love you. In Spanish, Jesu Te Amo. In French, Jesus, I love me. Jesus, I love you. In Creole, Jesus, I'm wandering on. Jesus, I love you. In English, Jesus, I love you. It does not matter what language you say it in, it means the same thing. said, if you love me,
hallelujah,
then you'll keep my commandments. Glory to God, amen. That's something we fall short on. And the reason,
the sad thing is, people, and the reason we can't love God the way the Bible said love him is that we don't know how to love each other.
That's sad. Husbands and wives don't know how to love each other. Mothers and brothers and fathers and sons don't know how to love each other. Neighbors don't know how to love neighbors. We can't love, glory to God, the way love is supposed to be. And so we say we love the Lord and hate our neighbor. That cannot be. I can't stand my wife. I'm just with her, my Lord. But I love the Lord. The Bible says you're a liar and the truth is not in you. We can't love because we don't know how to love. Glory to God. Amen. Love takes effort. It takes time. Babe, I've been with you all these years and you know I don't know you. Let's go somewhere and have some time together and talk and get to know each other. Do you know people can be together 30, 40 years and not know each other? Do you know that's true? People can be together 40, 50 years and not really know each other. I was thinking about that when I was in the shower this morning. I'm like, Lord, we have our women's fellowship this coming Saturday. And we need to know, as long as some of us have been here since the ministry started, and we love and we know our pastor, right? But my Lord, they don't know me. They really don't. They think they know me, but they don't know me. They don't know my favorite color. They think they do. That's one of them. They got that one. My favorite food.
Fried chicken.
They got another one. Collard. I hear you. Y'all got better than that one. But there are things that we need to know about each other. What we like and don't like. So that when I approach you, I won't do the thing that you don't like because I know you don't like it. Am I right about that? Why would I do something that would irritate you when I know it irritates you? We need to learn to love and care. We can't care for the people outside of the church because we don't care for the people inside of the church. That's it. Glory to God. There has to be a gathering in the house of God. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In my closing, young people danced to Yesu Wewe Nakupenda, and it was in Swahili. We didn't understand what it was saying. Let me tell you what it was saying. In the program, in the African Nation program, we printed it in Swahili and in English so you'll know. But let me tell you what it says. It says, my Lord Jesus, I love you. My Lord Jesus, I love you. As you love me first, I love you. Then again, you gave me life. I love you. As you love me first, I love you. Then again you gave me life. I love you, Jesus. You took my sins at the cross. At Calvary, Lord, you relieved me, my God. Now I am free to praise you. Now I am free to praise you. Who do I liken you? To my Savior, I am privileged to praise you. Amen. Who can stand in your stead? There is none but you. There is none but you. I know that Jesus loves me. When I was of the spiders, I suffered. My family and friends ran away from me. But more people, Jesus, more people find me. Who do I liken you to, my Savior? I am privileged to praise you. Who can stand in your stead? There is none but you. There is none but you. Jesus, I love you. Bueno, name, chase away. Now go to Jesus, I love you. If you love me, keep my commandments. They're not grievous. The key to understanding the word of God, why are you standing? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
Verse 17 said, the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because they neither sees him, nor knows him. People of the world don't see him. They don't know him, but you do. You know the Lord. Glory to God. He said, the world will see me. The world won't see me. He said, I'll come to you. But the world, glory to God, they won't see me in a little while. He said, but you will see me. When you got the Spirit of God, the world won't understand. You look crazy to them. You look weird to them. You sound crazy because you're standing on what the Bible says. And sometimes what they say to you may get you thinking. But if you hold fast to your faith and believe and have faith in God and obey the word of God, he said, I will never leave you. My Father will come to you. I'll come to you. And not only will we come to you, we'll dwell with you. I will be one with you. The Father will be one with you. You will be one with me. We will be one. The three no more, but we will be one. Isn't it awesome to be one with God? Jesus, I love you. Come on, Jesus, I love you.
Thank you.
Make your own way. You find your own way.
Throughout
Hot.
Are you still glorifying him? Huh? You still glorifying him?
I don't care how smart you are, amen. I don't care, you know, I thought so far off. food, God. And they go one way to the kingdom. And that's the right way. Amen. They know whether you got 99.5 and you got 88, amen. You got a seat, you got a beat. No, you got to do this thing the right way. I thank God today, amen. Come on, give yourself a hand, amen. Get your hand, praise God. Right now, we're going to turn this portion of the church over to the hands of our deacon. Let us thank God. Thank God for our deacon.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
the Lord. Anyone need our tithes, a little raise your hand. Usher will get you one. Hallelujah.
You got the
countdown?
You got the mic
countdown? Yes, I'm. Hallelujah. I'd like everyone to prepare yourselves. I'd like that we be as generous as we can today. Amen. I'm going to bring out for the little job, too. Prepare ourselves for the job. Everyone knows what it represents. So I said, when everyone have prepared yourselves, we're going to ask that you will stand so that we can bless your offering. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, God, with bowed our heads and humble hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Understand that, Lord, we're nothing without you, Lord. Therefore, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be here this day, oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your word and your Holy Spirit that went forth this day, God. Lord, we want to thank you for allowing us to be a blessing to your ministry this day, God. We want to thank you for the ones that have a mind to give just in heaven at this time. And Lord, as we are gathering up this offering, we know that you will let it multiply to fulfill the needs and then some of your ministry. Lord, we thank you and we consider it done. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
y'all to help me raise some $34. I'm going to ask everyone who can we kind of help me raise some $34.